This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joy podcast from LGBTQIA+ community radio station Joy 94.9. For more information and tons of other podcasts, head to joy.org.au.
Public, yeah, isn't it? That's
so
fine.
I couldn't stop you.
We've got Stephen A. Russell in the studio to talk all movies. Don't you feel welcome, Stephen?
I'm just feeling the love, you know. Although, I will just very quickly say this is my first time here, and I got really emotional walking around.
It does get to you, doesn't it? The fact that this whole building is for our community.
It's incredible. Yeah. Like, you know, I mean, I'm not the oldest in the box, but I'm, you know, at 42, the world was very different when I was, you know, a school kid and a teenager. And just to walk around a place, like you said, that's for us, I got a bit emotional.
It does. It just makes you belong. You know, you feel like you belong.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also, it's just the most spectacular architectural design.
Yeah. Like, they really, I'm thinking Eve was saying, you know, they've really, you know, they put a lot into it. It's quite beautiful.
Well, there was a competition and everything for the best design, and it was put out around the world. A Melbourne company won it, and I think it's going to win a lot of awards.
I hope so.
And Open House Melbourne were here last weekend. Unfortunately, because of lockdown, it was online. So I think if you want to see it, if you live away from Melbourne, if you go to Open House Melbourne, I think you'll find it still there.
Wow.
And you can do a trip around there. But otherwise, come in and say hello to us.
Absolutely.
All right, what's going on?
Now, I tell you what's not going to win any award. Spoiler! Okay, so do you remember way back in the 90s, I can't remember the exact year, but I'm sure Neil will do his usual geeky checking for me, when M. Night Shyamalan's first major feature that really kind of blew up was The Sixth Sense. Now, do you remember, I don't know how long after a film being released you're allowed to say a spoiler, so maybe we won't do the ending. Just in case we get angry emails, you know.
There are some people out there who haven't seen it. But,
and did you know that Darth Vader is Luke's father?
I didn't know that.
Spoiler! Well, look, it was such a huge cinematic event, right? You know, it was one of those films where everyone's like going, oh my goodness, what? I did not see that coming. It was, you know, without mentioning what it was pretty spectacular. And it really wasn't exciting. It felt fresh. It felt really new. It was, you know, and I was really excited by where his career was going to go as a director. And then he just kind of released, you know, there was a couple other good ones. He brought back Bruce Willis for Unbreakable, which was kind of like a really interesting look at superpowers. And then he did Signs with, I think, was that Mel Gibson?
It was. Yeah. Oh, actually, I didn't mind that.
I thought it was really good. Yeah. And so, you know, I thought, here, this is great. Yeah. He's going to interesting places. And then there have been a whole bunch more films.
Okay, so obviously this one must be really bad.
Well, look, I feel like he's painted himself into a corner, right? Okay. He's kind of become the guy that has the twist ending, right? And that's sort of become a gimmick. And there's only so many whammies that you can do before you're like, oh, for goodness sake. You know, it kind of feels like he's reverse engineering a film.
All right, so what's the title? I've got to find out what it is.
It's called Old.
Old. And is it about me?
Well, I wasn't going to say.
That's the plot twist.
Spoiler! Look, if you've seen the trailer, it pretty much tells you the whole thing anyway. But look, the main stars are Gael Garcia Bernal, who I always have a whole bunch of time for ever since the Motorcycle Diaries, and Vicky Creeps, who was amazing in Phantom Thread. Now, they play a couple who are kind of about to divorce, but they've decided to take their young kids to this tropical island, you know.
Oh, I've seen it. They age by the minute.
I mean, that's
right?
Pretty much the entire plot, a 90-minute film. They go to this weird-ass beach.
Well, the minute,
timey-wimey stuff.
Well, the minute I saw it, I'm going to agree with you here, because I thought to myself, this is one film I just don't need to see.
And look, there's some great actors in it, you know?
I mean, that's the thing.
Taliesin McKenzie from Jojo Rabbit rocks up. You've got Rufus Sewell. There's loads of really cool people. Abby Lee, the Australian actor who was in The Neon Demon. She's actually about the only good thing in it, because he has such bad dialogue that you can even make really good actors a bit rubbish. Whoa, like Vicky Creeps is amazing in Phantom Thread, and she's the worst thing about this film.
All right, well,
I don't understand how this happens.
All right, so have we spent enough time on it?
I think we probably have. I'm giving it 2. Okay. Like, it's diverting enough.
Stephen A. Russell, I'm disappointed.
Did you want me to go a half star?
Yeah.
Okay, let's knock off 1.5. Why not?
He said it in a begrudging way. I feel like the tone added to it.
And well, Stephen, sorry, Sixth Sense, 1999.
So it was the very tail end of the 90s.
Just tell you that one. I'm just going to throw that one in.
I knew you were going to come to my rescue galloping in.
So a half a star.
Look, it's people love him, and it's going to do... I'm sure it's doing well, anyway. Look, I saw a really little film that I'm really into, and it's called The Toll. And it's not in a huge amount of cinemas. It's in a limited release in Australia right now. It's the first film from Welsh filmmaker Ryan Andrew Hooper. And if you love the series Luther, right, with Idris Elba...
Yeah.
You might know the Northern Irish actor Michael Smiley. He's one of my favourites. He kind of does a lot of character roles. So anyway, he's in this film, and the basic concept is that he's a crim that's been hiding for about the last 20 years in the middle of nowhere in rural Wales. And he works on this like ridiculous toll booth that's literally, I don't even know why it's
that's
like
the name. Yep.
Yeah, and I don't know why like it's there, so it's a in toll the middle booth, of no, it's like no one... nowhere, nothing happens. So he's been merrily hiding there.
Did you have a bad dream last night? Was this a dream you had?
I know, it does sound like a ridiculous setup. But anyway, then what then transpires in this 90-minute film is that this quiet toll booth where nothing ever happens, literally everything then happens. There's one actor who plays triplets, and she is like they're the shotgun, you know, kind of criminals that want to like rob banks, but also it's the middle of nowhere in Wales, so there's like nothing to rob. So they end up just robbing the toll booth and stealing his sandwiches.
So it's a comedy.
Yeah, it's a dark comedy. Do you know what it really reminded me of? It's kind of like a mix between Sergio Leone's kind of westerns and Guy Ritchie, Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels. Right. It's got that kind of comic violence.
Can I just make a point there?
Yes, you can.
Guy Ritchie's Gentleman was one of my favourite films last year. Was it last year?
Yeah, it was.
Loved it. It bombed. Did it?
Oh, it didn't bomb. No. Guy Ritchie never bombs. He does really.
I don't even remember it.
It is. Watch it. It's really good. Anyway, back to this.
This isn't a Guy Ritchie film.
All right.
The rest of the show's about Guy Ritchie.
Yeah, let's just do it.
Pack it up, Stephen.
Let's go straight into it. Rock and Roll. Was that the third one? I can't remember. Anyway, look, I really love this one. It's silly. It's completely off plot. I'm giving it 3.5 stars. It's really fun.
Right.
Support the little films. There is a gorgeous documentary right now while we're talking about old. It's the theme of this show called Some Kind of Heaven. Now, this is opening on Thursday. It's the most beautiful documentary. And basically, it's a young filmmaker, really young, Lance Oppenheim. He goes into one of Florida's biggest retirement villages. Like, I'm not kidding you, 130,000 people live here.
What?
There are more than 50 golf courses.
There's more than 50
More than 50 golf courses. Like, it's just like this crazy village.
So it's almost like a town.
It's like an enormous thing unto itself. And it has all these, you know, kind of
Florida, they all go there to retire, don't they? Yeah, it's like the Gold Coast.
Yeah. Pretty much. It's exactly the same thing. And it's just... Like, I'm a bit of a sucker for films about oldies anyway, and this is just beautiful. Like, half of them are trying to date, and so, you know, there's loads of lonely oldies, and then there's like other oldies who've been with each other their whole life and just want to be alone. And it's just, it just really follows these characters as they kind of navigate, you know, the latter years and not wanting to just
Sounds lovely.
And it's really beautiful. And
what's it called again?
It's called Some Kind of Heaven.
Right.
And I'm giving it 4 stars.
4 stars.
Yeah.
Cocoon.
You just knew I was going to go 4. You can like read it in the airwaves now.
So it's a modern version of Cocoon, but where that was a...
Yeah, except minus the aliens.
Yeah.
I love that you're just going on all these crazy tangents today, David.
That's not like you, David. What's going on?
Let's roll with it. Yeah. Why not?
Yeah. what year was
Cocoon, Neil?
Just give me a sec, will you?
I feel like the wheels are coming off this week. I don't know what's going on. I don't know what I'm talking about anymore.
That's my fault.
Okay. I think that 1 week break, David, has done a bit of damage, I think.
Or it's done something really good.
One or the other.
Luke, have I got time for one more? Yeah, I've got time for one more.
Go for it.
Luke, this is a really gorgeous French film. Now, you know I love French cinema, but I'm telling you this one is a really good one. It's called The Rosemaker. It was in the French Film Festival earlier on this year, but that kind of got like... I'm sure there was a massive lockdown in the middle of that, so I don't know how long it was actually in cinema. Mm. So you've now got a chance to see it. This is a really cute film. It stars one of my favourite slightly older French actresses, while we're on the theme, Catherine Frot.
Ah, right.
And she was in a really cool film a couple of years back, Neil check again, called Marguerite, where she played an opera singer, a rich socialite who fancied herself as something as an opera singer, but was utterly tone deaf and screeched. They then did a kind of, the same year, there was an English language version with Meryl Streep called Lawrence Foster Jenkins. The French one's better with Catherine.
Right.
But, so she is a great actor, really kind of expressive actor, and the concept of this one is that she is the daughter of a very successful, you know, rose horticulturist, and he's passed on and she's trying to keep the business alive, but it's really struggling. So she's kind of, you know, the debt collectors are at the door. It's only her and one other person trying to keep the roses going.
So is it happy ending or sad?
Well, it is.
I
won't tell you the ending, but but the concept is that she brings in, there's a kind of like back to work scheme for people who are kind of, in France, that they're kind of maybe like not necessarily who she would choose. So, you know, she's a bit snobby and they don't know what they're doing.
Right, and it's that relationship.
And it's one of those, odd nice couple films.
Yep.
And look, it also stars a rapper turned actor called Milan Omerta. As kind of, he plays a bit of a crim that's just out of prison, young tracksuit wearing guy, very handsome.
I mean,
and it's worth it for that alone. And the relationship they have, it kind of becomes this kind of mother son, and it's just one of those gorgeous films where you'll predict every single beat.
Okay.
But you'll have a great time.
Right. What's it called again?
It's called The Rosemaker.
And how many stars?
In cinemas on Thursday, I'm going 4 again.
Ooh,
very happy this week.
Stephen A. Russell, thank you so much for coming in today. And in 2 weeks' time, you're back on. But Eve and myself aren't going to be here, and you're taking the reins with Neil.
It's going to be amazing, Neil.
So be prepared, people. So
I'll make sure Google's ready on the ready, basically.
Excellent. I'll be like sending you off down wormholes to find me answers for 2 hours. Exactly. You're going to love it, aren't you?
Of course.
Thanks, Stephen.
Such a pleasure to be in here. Bye, guys. Bye.
Thanks very much. You're here on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community radio station, Joy 94.9. For more podcasts or to support Joy by becoming a member, donating or subscribing, head to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.